إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين.
The next two points are slightly more intricate, so you'll need to be patient with me as we go through an introduction to this. Now, when we are speaking, we're talking about this idea of addressing Allah. We are saying, إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ. Normally, when we have a conversation, there are three components to a conversation. We have the speaker, we have the addressee, the one who I'm speaking to, and we have the speech itself. Now, in normal conversations, there isn't really so much importance of one of them over the other. There may be at times, though. Like in a normal conversation, we don't really pay attention to, you know, which one should I bring forward, which one should I bring afterwards. But there are some conversations that we have where we bring importance to some over the other. So for example, it could be that the person speaking is of a high level and has an important position. And so the speaker becomes a key component rather than who he is addressing or what he is saying. Now we can think of this as somebody, you know, a grand personality. When we think of one of our maraja, when we think of one of the imams, for example, we know that they hold a very lofty position. And so if we are told that the imam said something, our focus is the imam. It's the speaker. We want to know what he says, obviously, and we want to know who he addresses, but they are almost secondary. The primary thing is that, look, it's coming from the imam. He is the speaker, and that's what we want to take as most important. At other times, it's the message. So sometimes it's not the important person. Maybe it's somebody else who's relaying it, or maybe it's somebody of no importance saying something, but what he is saying is so important that the focus becomes on the message itself rather than on the speaker or the addressee. And finally, it could be the person being spoken to, that the one being spoken to is really, really important, and so he is the focus of the speech. Now, if we take this last situation, why? Because it relates to us. When we are addressing Allah, it is Allah who we see as very important. What we find in our human conversations is that when we want to address somebody of importance, it may be the leader of a nation, for example, somebody who's very learned, somebody who has a right over us. And what we say is, for example, when we start a speech in the mosque or in a center, we would say, for example, Maulana Sahib, my respected elders, my brothers and sisters. Why have we put Maulana Sahib first? Because we want to show the importance of the Maulana. Why do we start a speech and say, Mr. President, members of the Congress? Because Mr. President is the most important, so we've put him first. Sometimes Your Highness, whatever it is, depending on the context, in a conversation between human beings, we bring the one who is most important at the front because we want to focus on that person. But once again, this is simply a convention. Is there anything about bringing that person or the name of that person or the title of that person to the front, does it have any importance in terms of the system of creation? Does the language reflect anything outside that, look, when you bring something to the front of a sentence, it is doing something outside in the real world and changing the existence somehow? No, because it's simply a language. It's a language that has been constructed so that we can converse with each other. And these are different conventions that we accept and we share with each other in order to display this. For example, when somebody walks in that we respect, in some conventions, we stand up for that person. Now, standing up itself doesn't have like an existential quality that has respect associated with it, but it is a convention that is accepted by society. In the same way, in human conversations, we're bringing that person's name to the front to show this respect because it is a means that has been adopted by the people. It's a convention. If we now turn our attention to the speech of addressing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what we find is that this speech and this idea of addressing Him first is not simply a convention. There is something deeper. There is something ontological or taqweeni that resembles the system of existence that is showing this. And now it's not just a case of me witnessing Allah first. We're going to approach it from a different angle. If we look at this particular verse, we see this at the end of Surah Yasin. إنما أمره إذا أراد شيئا أن يقول له كن فيكون. His command is such that when he wills something, he says be and it is. What is this actually telling us? If you remember when we talked about how Allah owns our very existence, we said that we are not there at the beginning for Him to give us something like existence. The act of giving existence is the thing that creates us in the first place. And that is why He has a right and ownership over our existence. The same thing is being expressed over here, that when He says to it, be, that speech now allows that thing that He wants to be created. It allows it to come to existence. In other words, the existence of everything in this world is actually dependent on Allah. And here it's telling us that it's dependent on the speech of Allah. His saying of kun is the thing that that existence depends on. When we understand this, then we realize that my existence and my own speech is fully dependent on the speech of Allah. When I understand that, then I realize that bringing the name of Allah and this pronoun to the front is not just a convention now, but it's reflecting a reality. That this speech that I am trying to address Allah with is reflecting the idea that this speech is dependent on Him. If it wasn't for His speech that is making me exist in the first place, my speech would never come about. And so my words need to reflect that ontological phenomena that everything is dependent on Him and the dependency of my speech on His. And this is another reason why we bring that pronoun to the front and Allah, address Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala first before bringing ourselves in or bringing worship in.